Hello, you're through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hello there. I got a phone call yesterday from Daniel Asprey.
From Daniel Asprey, yeah.
And he also sent me an email, told me to get back in touch.
Yeah, just one moment while I just load up your file. Hey, just before I continue the call, can you please confirm for me your date of birth, please, Katrina?
24/05/1967.
Fantastic. Can you postal address, please?
It's flat 1, Wing House, Wing Road, Lays Down on Sea, Sheerness, Kent, ME12 4QR.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The reason for Daniel's call yesterday is that he was trying to collect further information from you to help us try and locate some of your records.
Right.
Could you just confirm for me your parents' names for me, Katrina?
Yeah, it was John Marjorie.
So, John Marjorie. Yeah?
And Martha. Oh, where's my birth certificate? It's on there.
Yeah,
no. Oh, here, I've got it here, sweetheart. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
My mum, John Marjorie was my dad. Martha Stewart. Winters was her name before she got married and took over Marjorie.
Right, okay. So is that a double barrel name, being Stewart Winters?
That's a middle name. No, that's a middle name, Martha Stewart, and Winters would have been a maiden name.
Ah, right, okay, so the middle name Stewart, okay. And it would have been previously Winters, but then obviously she then changed it to Marjorie.
Yeah, because they got married to my dad.
No problem, that's fine. Can you remember, by any chance, Katrina, what your childhood address was before you was immediately placed into care?
I can try. When I was still alive before Mum and Dad, well, when Mum and Dad died, we was all staying at 43 Huntersfield Road.
Huntersfield Road.
Johnston.
In Johnston.
Yeah, I don't know the postcode, sweetheart.
John Stone or Johnstown?
No, John and then Stone.
Yeah.
S-T-O-N-E.
In Renfrewshire?
Yeah.
If you don't know the postcode, that's perfectly fine. Don't worry. I should be able to find it myself. I'll just see if I can have a quick look while we're on the phone, and if it could, if it recollects your memory, then that obviously would be fantastic.
You need to know when Mum and Dad was married?
No, that should be fine, really. That should be all the information we need. PA58PW.
Yeah,
we got it. Fantastic. Then the last thing we just need is, do you know, Katrina, by any chance, if you was known as any previous names?
No.
No, always been known as Katrina Mary Marjorie.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then the final thing, are you able to provide me with the details of your current registered GP?
That's now.
Yeah,
right.
Who are you with now?
The main office is St. George's Medical Centre. It's in Sheerness.
In Inverness?
Sheerness.
In Sheerness?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on 1 second. because a medical center sometimes they may have multiple practices within there. And with sending subject access requests, we need to be very meticulous when it comes to providing the information on the request. So I'm just going to see if there may be any practices under St. George's Medical Center in Sheerness.
That's the main office. I'm with the Leasdown Surgery.
You're with Leasdown Surgery?
Leasdown, L-E-Y.
L-E-Y-S-D-O-W-N. Leasdown Surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leasdown.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's on Leasdown Road.
Fantastic, no problem. I believe that should be all the further information we need from yourself.
Yeah.
As you can see, you was in Carswood.
Carswood House.
Yeah. So essentially, we're just only now waiting for your childcare records, and we will move forward.
Yeah, because my childhood records would be in Scotland.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't come down to England, where I live now, till I was about 22, 24.
Yeah.
And I'm 59 now, so that shows you how long I've been down here.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. They should have your records, and we'll chase Renfrewshire Council today. I'll make note of obviously our call, and I'll pass it forward to Daniel, as Daniel is the claim worker for your matter, and if he needs to get in contact with you for any reason, he will do. Okay.
All right, my sweetheart.
Fantastic, Katrina. Well, I hope you have a lovely evening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Enjoy your weekend, my sweetheart. Look after yourself, darling.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right, sweetheart. Take care. Bye.
Bye.